Free Press was started by myself along with John Nichols, who's a journalist at The Nation, and Josh Silver about 5 years ago. Our belief was, and the evidence was, that the media system is based on policies and subsidies created by the government, but these policies and subsidies have been determined behind closed doors with little public awareness or involvement. The purpose of Free Press was to try to increase public awareness and involvement in these core policies so they'd be made not only in our name, but with our informed consent. So we're just trying to shine the light on them and get people aware of them and involved with them, thinking that could only produce a good outcome. And so far the group's done, you know, it's been a surprising success to everyone, including myself. Today we have over 30 organizers and nearly 400,000 members. We've had a tremendous amount of success. I think it's one of the really extraordinary stories of American politics in the last decade. And this book, Communication Revolution, chronicles that movement and the intellectual foundations of that movement and sort of lessons and dilemmas facing that movement in the coming years. And one of the really heartwarming, enlightening, and rewarding lessons we've learned in the last 5 years is how critical people are of this very system they're participating in. They understand at a certain level it's not satisfactory. And for years they went along with it to some extent because they didn't know there was any alternative. I mean, questioning the commercial media system would be like questioning the existence of the Rocky Mountain Range. Sure, it would be nice to be able to drive from Kansas to Los Angeles and not have to have these mountains get in the way, but no one said, gee, maybe we can get rid of them. Well, that's how people regarded the corporate media system. It was simply nothing you could do about it, so why bellyache about it? This is the only way it could possibly be. And I think once people realized that our media system didn't have to be this way, a light switch went off, said, gee, it doesn't have to be this way. This system isn't natural. It's not free market. It's the result of government policies and subsidies. Well, gosh, maybe we could change it and have a better system. And that's what's happened. And even people inundated in this commercial sewage have been able to see through it and understand that, lots of them, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. And that's why this movement has exploded.
Last week, the New York Times reported FCC Chairman Kevin Martin aims to further ease a media ownership law, despite the public has voiced their opinion that they're unsatisfied with the deregulation that's been happening. To me, it sounds like he's disregarded public opinion and the entire hearings.
Because of the success of the activist community 5 years ago, 4 years ago, on the first media ownership fight, the FCC was forced to concede that it had rammed through its plans to loosen up media ownership rules and had ignored all the input it had gotten from the public, which had been very critical of doing that. And it also botched all the research and had doctored the books to try to make it look like this would be a good thing. And it was it then conceded that and announced it would hold 6 public hearings. So this time when it tried to relax the media ownership rules, it would have at least looked like it had paid attention to the public. They've held 5 of these 6 hearings. The 6th one's probably coming up soon. And at each of the 5 hearings held around the country so far, it's been extraordinary. There have been between 500 and 1,000 people at each one. And you've seen like a huge cross-section of people depending on the community. And everyone, people are unanimously opposed to having fewer owners in their community. They want more owners. They want more diversity. They're very critical of the existing commercial media system. And they don't want it to become more monopolistic. And the only people at any of these hearings who have anything good to say are the people there because they're brought in by the commercial broadcasters. Either they're paid to talk or they're told if you don't talk, you know, you might not get the, you know, the donation we give you at Christmas to your group or whatever. But there's like no one coming of their own volition who actually is a citizen in these communities saying, gee whiz, I really love what the corporate media are doing in my town. Those people just don't exist. There's no support for loosening up the media ownership rules in the general population. And Chairman Martin of the FCC is showing his true colors. He couldn't care less about the public. He's an old-fashioned FCC guy. He's there to serve the corporate interest. I think the push is on from the Bush administration. And it's time to, you know, give those big media companies that are supporting Bush the support they need. And they want to be able to own more media. And Kevin Martin's going to try to deliver it to them. And for Free Press, and for the media reform movement, Kevin Martin has sort of basically lifted his middle finger to us. He's lifted his middle finger to the nation, and he's thrown down the gauntlet saying, hey, I don't care what the people of this country think. I only care what my boss is telling me to do, and I'm going to do it. And so we're going to have an interesting dust-up with our friend Kevin Martin in the next 6 months, and I think it's going to be very interesting to see how his just blatant contempt for due process, for the American people's wishes, for the notion of a free press, how that's going to play with the American people. Right now, I wouldn't bet on Kevin Martin's chances of success. I've got a feeling he's not going to win, and I'm going to do everything in my power, and Free Press will do everything in its power to make sure he doesn't win.